Okay, so Gil McLaughlin's in Tassie today. Is he going to say anything or not about the licence?
Say you're in if you can get this stadium built. So we know the funding needs to be found, about $375 million on top of the state government's contribution. So that's obviously got some work to do in that department. So I think that'll be a good result today if we can get him to say that at least.
Okay, very good. So we'll look forward to seeing what happens through the day with Gillon. All right, let's go to the cricket. Australia played England's B team last night. and gave them
how
a bit
much of England cared about that last night? Oh,
please, give me a break. They had three players out of their winning T20 World Cup squad play, and some of the players I'd never even heard of. And I follow cricket quite closely, as you know. But anyway, I mean, it's good for those English players to get a game. But, well, I think the England team, after getting, no one likes to get beaten, so I think they might change their team a little bit for the next game at the SCG.
Yeah, you'd think so. But a good performance by Australia, nonetheless. Yeah. And they needed to after a disappointing T20 World Cup, didn't they? 6-wicket win in the end. And England got going. They were in trouble early, weren't they, in that innings? At one stage, 4 for 66. But to build up the way they did and make 287 was a pretty good result. But wasn't enough in the end. And as I said, 6-wicket win to the Aussies. And really led by a tough water batsman too. David Warner, 86. Steve Smith, unbeaten on 80. Travis Head, 69. So pretty well done. The bowlers as well. 3-wicket each to Zampa and Cummins. So, yeah, good start to the series for the Aussies. But no doubt England will be ready to go for game two, you think.
And Steve Smith's altered his batting setup as well. Instead of walking outside the off stump and doing all that, and he's sort of standing still like they do in the textbooks, and looked really good.
Yeah, exactly right. So looking forward to seeing it's a big summer for Steve Smith, I reckon, coming up. So
yep,
yeah,
agreed.
We'll see how he goes.
Yep, he looked awesome. All right. So the next game's tomorrow, SCG. All right. Tassie beaten by the Blues yesterday at Blunston.
Beaten, soundly beaten, weren't they? It was a huge win for New South Wales, and their openers got off to a magnificent start yesterday. Curtis Patterson and Daniel Hughes. Hughes got the 100, of course. They didn't lose their first wicket, so they're on 207 runs, but then they fell in a bit of a heap and lost their next seven or eight for not many, probably 80-odd. So they fell in a bit of a heap after that, but they had plenty on the board, as it turned out, because Tassie bowled out for just 140 in the 29th over. So a dominant display, and really disappointing for the Tigers. They started this competition so well with a couple of wins, and since then they've gone downhill a bit, and they don't play their next one day now until February, Darren, after the BBL finishes. So a lot of time to dwell on that loss, unfortunately. And the Sheffield Shield was disappointing too, because by no fault of the Tigers, they were in a pretty good position in that game in the end, and they were trying to make a game of it. The wet weather marred that, so they've got a win, a loss, and two draws now to start the season. I think two of those draws coming at home as well. So we've got Victoria starting next Thursday in Melbourne. So they'll need to try and win that one to stay, relevant in the competition coming up to their BBL break.
I'd like to see Bo Webster open the batting in white ball cricket for Tassie.
Well, don't mind that.
While the field's up, just whack him over the top.
Yep, don't mind it.
Let's go to the Hurricanes women. So they played in Latrobe during the week, and it was very good. We got the weather away, and I went along on Wednesday, and it was terrific. So they split the results with the Sydney Thunder. And they're off to, where are they? Did I say, sorry, Martin, I said Sydney, didn't I? Melbourne Stars. They're off to Sydney this weekend.
Yeah, they're playing today, actually, against the Adelaide Strikers this afternoon. So looking forward to that. They were really disappointed to let that one slip, that first one slip against the Melbourne Stars the other day, I reckon, because that was a game they probably should have won against a team that's below them on the table. But to back it up and get the job done in game two was good to see. And as I said, on again this afternoon. Currently, they're in third on the ladder, which is a good spot to be in, obviously. Most teams have played 12 games, a couple have played 13, and we know it's a 14-game tournament, so not long to go. The final's actually next Saturday, I think. So, we've got a few games to go this week, obviously, with the finals as well. So, looking forward to it.
All right. So, they're playing the Strikers this afternoon at North Sydney Oval. And then on Sunday, they play the Sydney Sixers at North Sydney. All right. Let's go to the Jack Jumpers. They're playing New Zealand tonight in Launceston.
Yeah, they are. Looking forward to this. Big day, actually. Got to hit the highway show after this Gil McLaughlin press conference to get up in time for the game. But looking forward to it. And New Zealand's had the wood over us the last couple of years. The last couple of games, because we've been over there twice already this season and they've knocked us off in both of those. But speaking to Jacob Chance, the associate head coach during the week, he reckons they're the best team in the competition at the moment, which is a big call. But, they're a very good team. They've got three good imports and they have their work cut out for them, the JJs, tonight. And some good and bad news, Clint Steiner and Will Magnay are back after long-term injuries, which is magnificent. Magnay particularly hasn't played since January. But we lose... some talent as well. Kenyon's out, unfortunately, for 4 to 6 weeks. Jared Weeks and Milton Doyle will also not play tonight. So it's a bit of a 50-50 result, that one, for the Jack Jumpers. A few back, but a few out too.
Right. And what's doing in the A-League?
Plenty going on in the A-League, of course. As I said, West United getting that win on the board last weekend was great for them, the defending champs, to get on the board. They've got a game. We've got the break now, actually, to be honest, for the World Cup. So there's no more A-League games until December 9th. So we're going to have a few weeks off from the A-League, Darren. But obviously the games come from Tassie early next year. We'll look forward to that as well.
All right. We'll talk more about the FIFA World Cup on Monday. Thanks, mate. And we'll catch... Oh, actually, Waterboys, who's on the show tomorrow?
Yeah, big show tomorrow. We've got all the highlights from today's whatever happens today with Gillon McLaughlin, etc., which will be good. We're going to have all the wash-up from the Jack Jumpers game too, the press conference hot off the press with that. Neil Kearney's going to join us too. He's got a new book out about Longford's motor racing history, which will be fantastic. We've got Darren Crocker on the show from the North Melbourne AFLW women's side. They've got a prelim final against Melbourne tomorrow in the AFLW. Looking forward to that as well. And Tim Smith from the Point to Pinnacle, which is on this weekend in Hobart.
Righto. And meanwhile, Brent's on the TV on WinTV tonight from 5:30. Thank you, mate. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers.